Look with us tonight in God's divine library in the book of Psalms, please. Psalms 107. Seemed to me like I thought I had what I was going to preach before I left Brother Galbert's, what I was going to preach first night. But the closer I got up here, the more I traveled, the more I felt like preaching in turn to this. And so I began to meditate and pray and seek the Lord and ask the Lord to direct us. And I'm here for one thing. I'm here for one thing, for revival. That's all. Thank you for everything. When Brother Nichols started to receive the offering, said, we're going to receive the offering, I started to get ready to give. I thought he was going to take it up for the church, and I was going to give. And then he said, Brother Bridges, because most of you know Sunday night, which I will understand, most times Sunday night's offering goes to the church, and I was going to help with the church, you know, give some to the church. And probably my offerings would be bigger at the end of the week if I'd give some. You know, I ain't saying you don't give good, but I'm just saying I know they'd been bigger if I'd give some. But that's the way it is. Praise the Lord. Psalms 107, verse number 22, please, of the book of Psalms. Psalms 107, verse number 22. And let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing, that they go down into the sea in ships that do businesses in great waters. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raises up the stormy wind which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their souls is melted because of trouble. They reel too and fro, and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh a storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, open our understanding to your word tonight. Anoint us. Without the anointing, we can do nothing. Would you help us tonight? Oh, God, would you bless us right here, Lord, and have thine own way. Have thine own way, Holy Ghost of heaven. Move, Lord, and meet needs and challenge our hearts in a revival. Oh, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. We're asking you to help us and guide and direct. And all the good that's done, we'll give none other but you the glory, the praise, and honor, and magnify you for it. In the holy name of Jesus, we thank and praise you for it. In Christ's name, amen. Hallelujah. If you'll look with us tonight back in the book of Psalms, Psalms 107, here's something that that everyone is experiencing in this heaven. The word that they said, trouble. I'd like to use for my text, that's not what I'm going to use for the text, but if you'll look with us again, in verse 27, and it said, are at their wits' end. And I'd like to preach on when you're at your wits' end. When you're at your wits' end. I listened closely to the prayer request, maybe a little closer than I normally listen. I mean, I always try to listen to prayer requests. But I tried to pay a little extra careful closeness to the request that was made tonight. And I tried to listen. And did you know, amidst those requests, I don't think I heard anybody say, I thank God for anything. Now I know you do. Don't cut me off right yet. But everything was something about somebody's got cancer. Somebody's got sickness of some kind. Somebody's got problems or something of some sort. Every way they turn, it seems like that they're in. And the sister that testified a while ago, thank the Lord for how good He'd been to her. But I want to preach to you tonight on when you're at your wits' end. I feel like that in the midst of us tonight, on the sound of my voice in this little church house, there are some people here, you're at your wits' end. That is a loss for a means of solving a problem. You just don't know how to handle it. If you're not there, have you ever been there? Great Lord, have mercy. I have been there. Don't know which way to turn and what to do, and you're scared to say that you'll say the wrong thing, and yet you feel like you need to say something, but on the other hand, it's the other way. If you do say, what's going to happen? Because you'd like to do something, but you don't know what to do. You're just at your wit's end. You don't know how to solve the problem. Every one of these here in the book of Psalms and Psalms 107, every one of them has trouble for those. That's the traveler. There's four different ones here that's having trouble. One is a traveler. One is a prisoner. One is those that sick. Another is a sailor that's on the seas. And the sailor is the last one that we read about. But the same thing has happened to them all. They're in trouble. I can remember when I pastored the Allentown Church. We have there one of the greatest saints of our day, as far as I'm concerned, one of the greatest. I'm not saying she's the greatest, but I am saying she is one of the greatest of our day. One of the most out-prayingest women that I ever encountered. I used to, when folks would come to Allentown, it'd be new strangers, new people or strangers that were coming, or visitors that were coming in. And maybe it'd be July, August, in the dead heat of the summer, when the air conditions couldn't hardly keep up. And I'd ask those newcomers or visitors, would you like to see our heating system? They'd look at me kind of funny. You know, like, has he lost it? No, probably just never did get it. But the simple fact was, I'd say, do you want to see him? And politely, you know, they'd say, yeah, yeah. I'd say, Sister Harris, stand up. Papa King, stand up. Granny Fanny, stand up. Sister Mavis Corley, stand up. And I'd go to name it over, Brother and Sister Shepherd, stand up. And I'd call on several of those old prayer warriors, and I'd say, that's our heating system for our church. Hallelujah. They're the ones that keeps the fire going around here and keeps this thing a shouting, hallelujah. And that precious old Sister Harrison always sat over yonder about where the sister sitting beside my wife. And like I say, oh, what a prayer warrior. She lived, her husband had passed away, and she was then in her 80s. And somebody would say to her, said, Sister Harrison, aren't you afraid of living by yourself? She said, oh, I don't live by myself. Oh, you don't? We thought you lived by yourself. Oh, no, no, no. Well, we sure thought you. Oh, no. She said, I don't live by myself. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost lives with me. And she'd go into one of them Holy Ghost shouts, hallelujah, and a speaking in tongues. I mean, it was nothing unusual for her to get up in church and testify and say, start to testify and just start speaking in tongues. And she'd come up to me many a times in church and say, I was praying for you today and God told me to tell you this. And I believed it. I really believed it. And sometimes she'd stand up and testify and she'd say, I'm on the night shift. I went to bed at 8 o'clock, but I got up at 9:30 and prayed till 11. And then I went back to bed and I got back up at 1 o'clock and prayed till 4 o'clock. And I got back up at 6.
6 o'clock and prayed till 9 o'clock. No wonder she shouted like she did. But many a times I'd hear her testify and say, I just don't know what people can do without the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, how can the problems be solved when they're traveling, when they're in prison, when they're sick, when they're on the sea? Every one of them is in distress. The psalmist starts out with God's a rescue, and he starts out with the, oh, give thanks for that he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I'll let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Would be that God would testify, or men would testify what the Lord has done. Oh, that men would praise him for his wonderful works toward man, for his goodness to man, and for his wonderful works toward man. Would be that they would praise him. I just stopped on my way to the eternal glory world. I'm long enough here tonight to tell you that somebody here tonight, church, your wits in, but just turn to him and go to praising him and worshiping him and glorifying and magnifying him, and let's see what God's going to do. You can't solve it. It's bigger than you are. It's stronger than you are. It's greater than you are. But God is able to deliver. God is able to bring you out. God is able to give you victory. Oh, hallelujah. Your problems is not too hard for him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, listen. He talks to them, and he testifies, and he lets them know that he will deliver them out, that he will save them out, that he will bring them out. Hallelujah! He'll deliver you out of your problems. He'll save you out of your troubles. Oh, he'll bring you out of your distresses. You've never seen a time when there's been so much distress, perplexity, when people are matched and stressed on every side, stressed at the job, stressed in the home, stressed in the finances, stressed in every way. Hallelujah. But listen, though they're stressed in the travel, they're stressed in the bondage, they're stressed in the sickness, they're stressed at the sea, yet God delivers. I love that old song that sang, My God Delivers Again. Hallelujah. And listen, Paul of the book of Acts tells in the 27th chapter of Acts, when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But then verse 21 said, after long absence, the old praying preacher come up from down beneath and said, brethren, be of good cheer. The God in whom I serve, hallelujah, is going to deliver. I'm bringing somebody some good news tonight. I hope somehow by the grace of God you can reach out and get a hold to it, because God's wanting to deliver. God's wanting to bring you out. God's wanting to take you over. No matter what the problem is, it's not too big for him to solve. In the final analysis of those in distress, he reaches beyond the eyes of man. And he takes him and he shows him the mariner on the sea. He shows him in the storms that are raging. I've been in the storms at sea. I like to see. I like to go on the oceans and on the sea. I like the waters. Oh, but I don't like the storms. I hate to see the winds rage and the seas come up. I hate to see the waves break and the danger that arises. They're going up high and then they're coming down. They're in distress. They're perplexed. They don't know what to do. They don't know which way to turn. They're at their wits' end. I'll tell you, there's no way out of this thing. Surely this is going to be the one. The voices of darkness whisper from the enemy of our soul said, you got out of the last one. You got out of the one before that. You got out the one before that one. But this is the one that's going to take you down. Yet Psalmist said, I lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah! In their distress they cried. I'd like to hear somebody tonight in this altar service like the little Syrian woman when she come and said, Lord, help me, my daughter. Her lies grievously vexed with the devil. Help me, I need help. It's beyond my control. It's beyond my care. It's beyond my ability. It's got so big till I can't do nothing with it. I'm in distress. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do but call on you. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, when it gets so bad, when you get in such a place that you can't turn to the right or to the left, but look up. Oh, I wish you'd hear me tonight. God's going to help somebody. And when you come to Him and cry out in your distress and say, Lord, deliver me.
Oh, hallelujah. At their wit's end. I don't see no way. I don't see no way. All hope that we should be saved was taken away. Paul and them was at their wit's end. The Mariners was at their wit's end. It seemed like many days there had been no sun to shine. There had been no stars to wink at them and let them know that God's still up here. Oh, hallelujah. Had there been nothing to indicate that there would be any deliverance. For many days they'd gone through this thing. Let me ask you, how long have some of you been going through the storm? How long have you been into it? I come to tell you something. God's wanting to help you tonight and bring you out in this revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I was to ask people tonight, would some of you, if I was to, don't do it, but I mean if I were to ask to raise your hands that you're in the storm, could you raise your hand tonight and say, preacher, it's me. I'm in it. My Lord, we're in it. But I'm here to tell you that we're serving a delivering God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name and forget not all of His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. So thy youth is renewed in thee like the eagles. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I'm telling you tonight, you can't change the situation, but you can praise God for what He's done and who He is. And God can turn it around. Hallelujah. You can't calm the storm, but you can talk to the one that can. Glory. You can't command the storm, but you can speak to Him who can command it. Oh, come on here and help me tonight while I'm telling you. You might be at your wit's end, but God's never at an end. He's without beginning and He's without end. There's never been a problem that brought Him to His wit's end. That He said, I'm sorry, it's beyond anything I can do, but every time a man casts his care upon Him, and every time a man believes on Him and looks to Him and cried out, oh, the psalmist said, then He brought them to their desired haven. I see land, boys, I see land. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was said when Columbus sailed the seas hunting for this new country and for this foreign land, they had talked of mutiny. They had tried to encourage him to turn back. But Columbus said, no, sail on. Days went by. Water had become scarce. They were now thirsty. Their lips were parched. Their skins were burned. And they had been gone for weeks, yea, even months, and even a year and over. And they began to say, let's turn back. And Columbus said, let's go on. They talked of mutiny, but Columbus said, sail on. Hallelujah. And finally, one day, up in the crow's nest, one of their watchmen said, called down below and said, sir, captain said, all I can see. When he had asked him, what does he see? He said, all that I can see is some seagulls. And I see a few little branches floating on the water. And Columbus cried out, men, yo, you don't see land. We're nearing the shore. Oh, hallelujah. And on the following day, somewhere in the mid-morning, from the crow's nest come a scream down to below. I said, land. Oh, hallelujah. He bringeth them to their desired haven. You might can't see the land, but look at the birds that's a-flying. Look at the branches that are floating. There's a signal tonight in Columbus, Ohio, Church of God. Hallelujah. Oh, somewhere out there there's deliverance. We desire a haven. We desire a place of rest. We desire a refuge. We desire a place, hallelujah, where the storms can't buffet us, where the winds of opposition can't drive us. Let me tell you, sail on tonight. Sail on, hallelujah. Well, you might be a true witch, but remember you got the captain on board, Jesus Christ, and your vessel. Hush yourself and sail on. Sail on. Sail on. Deliver us. It's coming. Sail on.
Come on, move in. Help him tonight, God. Help him, God.
The storm was raging.
Yeah.
People were afraid. They put on their life jackets. They had got the life boats ready to lower because of the sea that was so troubled. And in the midst of it all, on main deck was a little girl about 4 years old playing with the dolls. Somebody said to her, said, honey, do you realize the situation we're in? She looked up at him away from her dolls and said, yes, we're in a storm. I said, aren't you afraid? She said, no. You mean you're not afraid? No. You're not afraid of this storm? She said, no, sir. No, sir, I'm not afraid. Why aren't you afraid, darling? She said, because my dad is the captain. And he's been in the storm before. Don't you know who you belong to? And don't you know that he's been in the storm before and he knows how to bring you through? Hallelujah. I've seen little boats that nobody thought could have made it. But it was not altogether the boat that was the cause, but it was the fellow that was in charge of directing it and the one that guided it and the one that brought it. Hallelujah. While on the other hand, I've seen a whole lot larger boats sink because they didn't know how to handle the situation in the midst of the storm. Anybody can steer it and about anybody can handle it when the seas are calm, but when the storms are
raging. It takes somebody that knows how to do in the storm. I want to talk to you about the one tonight that knows how to do in the midst of your storm. Though you're at your wit's end, He knows how to bring you through. Hallelujah. He brings them on through the storm. He makes a sea of calm. He makes it lay down all of a sudden. They're wondering, they're saying, "Oh Lord, this is it. We're going down. We'll not go no further." Have you heard that lately? Has any little voice whispered you that it's all over? Have you looked at your life and seen this rest of zero? Has it seemed to be that it's all failed and that it's all of no hope and that it all seems to be gone? I've come to tell you tonight the Master's on board. Hallelujah. And that He'll bring you through again. All you've got to do is cry out to Him. Hey, 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 hey. Hallelujah. Psalms 40 said, "I waited patiently on the Lord. He inclined unto me. He heard my cry." Hallelujah. Oh, where was He? He was in a horrible pit. Miry clay was upon Him. It seemed like He was going down, not to rise again. But all of a sudden, in His despair, He cries out and He said, "The Lord heard me." Hallelujah. And He lifted me up out of the miry clay, out of the horrible pit. He put me on a solid rock. He established my gourd. And He put us on. You know what? I'd like to see us have somebody just say, "Brother Mike, would you let me sing? I got a song now." Hallelujah. Would you let me worship? Would you let me tell you what God's doing for me in this revival? Hallelujah. When you're at your wits' end.
Four times this saying is, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord." You know what? Most of us, us Pentecostals, a holiness, whatever you want to call yourself, you know what our problem is? We let our feelings and our surroundings affect our worship.
You're preaching, amen. Come on.
If we feel good, we're ready to shout.
Yeah.
And we don't feel good, we're ready to pout.
Come on.
Amen, Brother Neil.
Come on, Brother Neil. Preach. Right.
If you'll notice, after every one of these experiences, all that men would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't praise Him because you feel good. Don't praise Him because what you're going through is good. But praise Him because of what He is and what He's going to do and what you're looking for Him to do. Hallelujah. I think I can quote it, but I believe I'd just a little rather read it if you don't mind, please. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, listen. Sacrifice. Oh, listen. That they would sacrifice a sacrifice unto Him. Hallelujah. Oh, of thanksgiving. Make a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Praise God. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for dealing with me. Thank you for sending somebody to preach to you. Tell me, Lord, thank you, because I know that you're still the one that's able to do it. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. That for His wonderful works. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with good things. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, He wants to satisfy you tonight. He wants to give you deliverance. He wants to help you. Praise God. Oh, when you're at your wit's end, when you've come to the end and you don't know what to do, praise God.
when you don't know which way to turn and what to say. Just turn to Him and say, Lord, I'm looking to You. I'm trusting You. I'm depending on You. I'm praising You. In 1979, maybe the early part of 80, the Lord spoke to me to go to Allentown Church and take it to pastor. I didn't want to go. I had a motorhome paid for. I had a few dollars in the bank, nothing big by no means, but I did have a few. It's more than I normally had. And I had plenty of meetings and wasn't having to worry about me. Our oldest son had left us and gone back to Georgia and was living with some people. And like any other parent, we always naturally want our children to be with us. And the Lord, laying across the altar at Brother L.D. Moore's church in Moore, Oklahoma, the Lord spoke to me and said, if you'll go take Allentown Church, and you'll go there and build that tabernacle, I'll save your son. I'll bring him home. I said, Lord, I'll do it. I come and took the church. Wasn't but a few months before our oldest son called him. He got to come and visit us once in a while on the weekends. After a few months, he said, Dad, could I come home? Do you mind if I move back home? I said, I sure don't. Mom and me'd be glad for you to come home, but the rules are always the same. They haven't changed.
Right.
What they were when you left, they're still the same. I understand that. I respect you. Was a grown, working man. He said, but I respect you, Daddy, and I'll do it. He come back home, and of course, we were praying and praying. And one night I was praying, and I said, oh, Lord, would You save my boy? And the Lord spoke to me and said, I told you I was going to do it, didn't I, if you come back to this church? I said, Lord, You did. Why are You asking me? I said, God, I thank You for what You're going to do to save my boy. A few weeks passed by, and one Sunday night in a Holy Ghost move, Spirit of God fell in that place, and folks were shouting and running, and Sister Bridget just began to shout and shouted right out loud and right across by my son. He ran out of the pews into the altar. Fell in that old altar. Hallelujah. Oh, when you're at your wit's end. When you're at your wit's end and you don't know what to do, sacrifice a praise to Him. Worship Him and give Him the glory anyway and magnify. I know that kind of sounds a little charismatic, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. I'm just telling you what the Bible said. Praise God. Oh, if I feel like it, that's our problem. We let our feelings dictate to us how we do and what we do. Praise God. Oh, that men would praise the Lord regardless. Praise God. I'm thinking of an old Kentuckian that he was on his housetop. The floods, you know how it is down in Kentucky around Cumberland, down that area, and how they have those quick floods just rise up and those little streams just become mountain rivers and turbosters and wiping trees and houses. And he took his house and he was sitting on top of the house of singing and a worshiping God. And one of his neighbors, as he come by, was hanging up in a tree and hollered to him and said, buddy, said, what are you worshiping God for? Said, don't you know that your hogs were drowned, that your cow was drowned, that your mule was drowned, your chickens were drowned? He said, yeah, but my ducks are swimming. Hallelujah. Oh, would be to God tonight that we could look around and see amidst it all there some good. Hallelujah. It could be worse. Don't you ever doubt it. But when you're at your wit's end and you don't know which way to turn and what to do, just praise Him and worship Him for what He was, for what He is, and who He's going to be to you. Oh, that men would look when they begin to praise Him, when they begin to worship Him, when they begin to magnify Him, when they begin to give Him the glory, they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distress. He maketh a storm calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they they be quiet so that he bringeth them to their desired haven. Hallelujah. They cried, God heard, God delivered, and now they're praising him for what he's done. Listen. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders.
He brought them out of darkness. He brought them out of shadows of death. He broke their bands. He healed them.
Right.
He saved them. He delivered them.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, I wish you'd help me tonight. Praise God. He bringeth them out. He calms the troubles. And he calms the storm. And he calms the sea. Praise God. Oh, listen. Listen, praise the wonderful name of the Lord. Oh, listen, praise God. Thou hast shown me great and sore trouble. Shall quicken me again and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Oh, hallelujah. Thou which hast shown me great and sore trouble, you're going to quicken me again. You're going to bring me out again. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise you for what you've done. You're going to do it again. You're going to do it again, he said. Thou hast shown me great and mighty trouble, but you're going to deliver me again. You're going to bring me out. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't have a plan. I don't have a program. But I got you, God, and I'm looking to you and I'm believing you that you're going to do it again. Woo! I like this word again, and thou will bring me out again. And it's not over till it's over. And God, you're going to bring me up. Thou will bring me out again. Do it again, Lord. Do it again. Do it again. Hallelujah. The storm that you brought us out, bring us out again.
Come on with me. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on.
Do it again.
Touching Jesus.
Touching
you.
I know what I'm supposed to say, but I'm just like a little boy. World War II woman had it, rations. And you had to get spent, get sugar, and get tired, and get about anything harder. And we're taking our syrup and letting it go to sugar.
Yeah.
And the sugar was always in the bottom right there.
Yeah.
And the closer they got down, they didn't have no sugar. And the closer they got down, they emptied the bottle of syrup, the sugar was down there. They could see it. The little boy said, it's getting good and gooder. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I feel like God's wanting to do it again. I feel like God's wanting to do something for somebody here again. Praise God. He's done it one time, but he'll do it again. He's brought you out before, but he'll bring you out again. Yes. You were sick, but he healed you. Hallelujah. You were in trouble and bound, but he delivered you. Oh, glory to God. You was on a journey and it seemed like it's going to fail, but he put you back home. Now you're in the storm of life. But I got good news for you. The same one that did can do it again. Oh, glory. When you're at your wits' end. Stand with us, please.
Oh, holy, 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 holy! Hikana mahataya mahaya, hi, 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 hi. Hukamahaba, haba, haba, hi.
Is anything too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He makes a storm a calm. He makes it, lady. And when it's over, all of a sudden they look out and say, look at that, boys. Lands. That's land. That's where we've been wanting to go. That's what we've been wanting. There it is right there. We're heading in, hallelujah, to the haven. Oh, sweet haven of rest. Oh, hallelujah. I've anchored my soul in that haven of rest. A dark stormy seas, I'll sail no more. Though the tempest may rage and the billows o'er me sweep, yet I've anchored my soul in that haven of rest. Hey, I'd rather have a storm on the outside and the peace inside than have the peace outside and the storm inside. Oh, you've got the storm inside. Look to Him, praise Him, worship Him, glorify Him, magnify Him, and watch and see what He's going to do for you.
While they're singing, I want to ask you. We're going to do a little different. I forgot how y'all done it, so I don't know. I don't know if we're going to do it different or not, so I don't know. But I'm going to do it like I feel like doing it. A lot of places I go when we have all the service, you know what we have? I lay me down to sleep. We come get out on the altar. I'm sorry. If that's been your case, we're not in that tonight. We're not here to have a lay me down to sleep. I'm here tonight to say that God's wanting to help somebody. You're at your wit's end. The Lord's wanting to help you. I want you to be bold. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and help in the time of trouble. I want you to come boldly. I want you to stand right up here. Sisters on that side, brothers on, if you have a need and you're at your wit's end, I don't want you to come now. Now, let's don't have all the sheep jump the fence thing. We have gotten such a trait of, though we know we have a need, we want to wait and we want to go with the herd. We only wait for one to jump, and then all of us jump right behind that one, and everybody go over, so can't nobody tell. No. Let us come boldly. Come yourself. I don't want folks coming up here that's not. I just want people to come who's at their wit's end that really need God to do something for them. I mean, you need God to help you. I know everybody here is not guilty of that. I understand, and that's not a guilty charge. That's just a deal that we go through in this experience. But it's a simple fact. I know God can help us. I believe there's a delivering God. All four of these incidents, He did deliver. And I'm asking you tonight, while they sing, just the ones that needs God to work something special for them. Come on, quickly.
You may be down and feel
you need
God,
God to do something special for
somehow
you.
Forgotten. That you are faced with circumstance you can't get through. But right now it seems there's no way out. You're going under.